Hello, everyone, and welcome to Week 5 here of Coach's Shows here on 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSA Sports Radio Network. I'm Crittenden Prophet, alongside here Coach Nick Anderson of the Frankfort Wildcats. This Frankfort Locker Room Chat brought to you by Winkle Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank, Frankfort, and Community Healthcare System. Frankfort Wildcats 1-3 off here on the season, 0-2 in league play, and taking their first district loss to Hanover last Friday, 50-0, a game that ended shortly into the fourth quarter. Coach, what can you tell me about that match last Friday?
You know, obviously, Hanover's a really good football team, and, you know, I thought we did some decent things throughout the game, but unfortunately, the same things that have plagued us all year kind of still blooming for us, you know, whether it be turnovers, not being able to score in the red zone, and not being able to defend the big play. And so that's kind of really the storyline there, I thought. I thought we were able to run the ball up the middle a little bit, and that was kind of a focus of ours, and so I was pleased with that. But ultimately, like I said, we had some things that killed drives and missed opportunities that we missed out on.
Yeah, you mentioned some of those red zone drives. You had two really good red zone drives there in that game, but just a great stand by Hanover to keep you out. What are some adjustments here on the year that you can make to be able to get that ball punched into the end zone?
You know, it's just, to me, it's a focus thing and an execution thing. You get down in the red zone, the field is really condensed, and you don't have as near as much room to work with, and for whatever reason we've struggled in that area this year, and so, you know, we just got to keep grinding, and I got to do a better job of putting our guys in better positions to be successful when we get down there.
So obviously here, Coach, looking to bounce back here after last Friday, how's that offense going to get themselves back on track here going forth?
So we just got to, you know, keep working on the details and the little things that make us successful, and you know, everything we do right now, we've got to just focus and do a little bit better job at it. We're moving some guys around, and still trying to find the right pieces to the puzzle and get guys in the right spot that, you know, ultimately make us or gives us the best chance for success.
And going back and talking about that running game, Henry Cutter, 15 rushes for 44 yards. Again, a great running back who can get some real good touches onto the ball. How are you going to get him going in this season, continuing forth here, to take some pressure off your quarterback?
Well, yeah, that's, you know, it's very important, and there's a lot of things that go into that. You know, our passing game kind of helps our running game and vice versa. The guys up front got to continue to work and get better to give Henry some running lanes and things like that. But he's a physical runner, and he doesn't go down easy, and he's definitely somebody we're going to continue to lean on.
Segment number two coming your way here on Locker Room Chats here with head coach Nick Anderson of the Frankfort Wildcats as they go on the road to take on a non-league and non-district opponent against the Thunder Ridge Longhorns. Welcome back here to segment number two on KMZA Locker Room Chats. I'm Crittenden Prophet here with head coach Nick Anderson of the Frankfort Wildcats. This Frankfort Locker Room Chat brought to you by Winkle Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank Frankfort, and Community Healthcare System. Again, a 1-3 start here to the season, 0-2 in the league, 0-1 to start district play, but this Friday taking on a non-district and non-league opponent here against Thunder Ridge, that game on the road. What can you tell me about your opponent this Friday, Coach?
Thunder Ridge is a team that returns, you know, almost everybody from their squad last year. They're a big physical type of team, and they love to run the ball between the guards, and they throw just enough over the top to keep you honest. And, you know, it's a long, hard trip to get out there, and it's going to be warm. So a lot of things that aren't really going in our favor, so we've really got to be locked in and focused on our task at hand, because it's a good opportunity for us, but it's an opportunity where, you know, we're still going to have to play really well and handle some hard things well as we move forward.
Well, the Thunder Ridge Longhorns, they just come off a big 36-30 loss against the Lynn Bulldogs. Despite having 246 yards of offense, they did have two turnovers in that game, but they got an explosive sophomore quarterback in Tate Foreman. He led them with 78 passing yards and a passing touchdown while also using his legs for 142 yards off 22 carries and three more scores. How's your defense here going to contain that offense, especially that young sophomore quarterback in Tate Foreman?
Yeah, he's for sure their focal point, and, you know, he's probably the best athlete on their team, and he has the ability to throw it down the field and uses, like you mentioned, uses his legs fairly, really well as well, and so he's going to be our focal point for sure, but they got some other guys and some big tight ends that could be matchup problems for us as well, but you know, we just got to be physical at the point of attack and try to make them as one-dimensional as possible.
Well, again, I know this week game isn't a league matchup, nor is it a district matchup, but what here are some ways that you can use this game to pertain to the rest of the season, looking for a bounce back here against this Longhorns team?
You know, we're at a stretch in our schedule where there are some opportunities, and, you know, we just got to continue to grow and continue to get better, and put ourselves in the best position come, postseason time and towards the end of the year.
Well, Coach, lastly here, are there any big keys for this matchup this Friday?
You know, we can't let Hanover beat us twice. We got to leave that one behind us and move on. Talked about the road trip. Can't let that beat us either. So if we can do those things and be focused and disciplined in our plan of attack, I think we'll be okay.
Well, Coach, thank you for joining us. As always, week five number here of Coach's Shows. Coach, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Again, that was Nick Anderson of the Frankfort Wildcats, a team right now 1-3 on the season, 0-2 in league, 0-1 in the district play, looking to capture a win in a non-league and non-district game here this Friday as they travel lengthily on the road to take on the Thunder Ridge Longhorns.